A titan of conceptual art showing south of the border. It's Art Talk on KCRW. John Baldessari is a California native, and his catalog of found photography and appropriated images is treasured here in the Golden State. But a new major survey featuring his iconic photo collages, videos, and sculptures are being celebrated in Mexico. KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohoyoska Philp took a trip to Mexico City, where she checked it all out at the Jumex Museum. She's back now in our Santa Monica studio for this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Larry.
Baldessari has had surveys around the world. What makes this one different and, frankly, worth seeing?
Well, it's the first one in Latin America, which is important, and the way in which he uses language is very accurately and interestingly observed by the curator there. Baldessari's always had a tradition of using film stills and found photographs as though they really were words, putting them together in compositions just the way people might make sentences. He's interested in games and puns, and that particular part of his work is explored in depth, and that's clear in the title of the show, Learning to Read with John Baldessari. And you'll see that also he's used works from across a very long career, more than 50 years. But there'll be the pieces that make sense are that you walk in, you see a piece from 2009 made up of letters of the alphabet combined with pictures. But they aren't just like a child's learning tool. You'll see B is for brain or C is for cigar. Okay, that's a fairly recent one. But back in 1972, Baldessari was making black and white videos with holding up flashcards of A, B, and C and reading them to a plant.
All right, so much left to interpretation. Tell me, what is the Jumex Museum?
This is a very elegant building founded by Eugenio Lopez Alonso, who is an art collector living here and in Mexico City. He's president of the juice company that his family established, and he really got involved with Baldessari on a very personal level in the 90s and considers Baldessari very important to the way in which he developed his own collection. He has a number of works by Baldessari. A few of them are in this show. I mean, he really felt a certain passion about the presentation of this particular exhibition. The museum itself shows works from his collection, but also many exhibitions that are sort of related to the kinds of work that he collects.
What role does Baldessari's teaching career play in this exhibition?
Well, that's very important, too. The curator, Kit Hammonds, talks about pedagogy and the way in which Baldessari really did teach at CalArts and then UCLA, an extremely generous teacher who spent a lot of time with his students, showed up at their exhibitions, encouraged them, and his own students have gone on to be very successful, many of them. And this show really demonstrates the way his teaching and his art practice were always integrated, as though the Socratic method of questioning and answering, wondering what art could be, what is the purpose of it, how do we assign meaning, what is the difference between images and words, how do we read them, and all of those kinds of questions, and also confronting some of the limitations of what back in the 60s and 70s would have been like a manual on how to make art, you know, the idea of like what's a composition and what colors you use and what shading and toning, all ideas that have kind of gone out the window since he started making his work.
Right, it's a very thought-provoking kind of approach, for sure. The Jumex Museum isn't the only place Baldessari is showing. If you want to see his stuff from this year, it's on display here in L.A.?
Well, yes, and Spruth Meggers, at one of the galleries representing Baldessari, has his most recent work. Now, we talked before about how he uses cinematic film stills and found photography, but here we have him using the most up-to-date imagery, which are emojis. And in the center of these big white canvases, there'll be like a little animal, a little pixelated animal, and then a caption drawn from an old screenplay. And one of my favorites, and very timely indeed, since Thanksgiving's coming along, is an emoji of a big turkey sort of looking like it's strutting along, and then the caption refers to a crematorium. So Baldessari's own sort of witty way of alluding to this turkey's fate.
Right. If Hunter has sold you on Baldessari's show in Mexico City, you can check it out at the Jumex Museum into the first week of April. His show in L.A. at Spruth Meggers continues through December 9th. Hunter Drohoyoska Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thanks.
Thank you, Larry.